Good morning, 7:39 a.m., October the 24th, 2013, a Thursday morning, a cold Thursday morning. 17 minutes, not bad. Let's see if I can keep up the 17-minute pace on the backside and get back to the house before I freeze. So yesterday was Squirrel Day. The EnviroPest people came back and took down the squirrel door, fixed the chimney, so they won't be able to get back in again. So, progress. We also got the sprinklers blown out last night, so yard work for the fall, except for some last minute mowing and raking, that's pretty much taken care of. Should probably run the lawnmower around once more in the front, and then we'll be running it around the backyard to vacuum up leaves, put them in the rear bagger. It's a lot easier than raking them up and then trying to pick them up and bag them that way. So it's cold this morning and I'm not wearing many layers, so it's feeling it today. Today is also the day that I should be getting my new battery for the netbook, my nano platform of choice this year. Need to get it. Up to snuff. The old battery in it is fine, except that it's only about an hour and a half. So I got the upgrade. There's apparently another upgrade, but I'm not sure that it's really authorized. But this one I'm pretty sure about, so we'll go with it. That should be delivered today, which will give me some time to charge it over the weekend. Heard from Peter Dirk, I think I mentioned that yesterday, over at Far Library. I'll be going over there Friday, next Friday, a week from today, around noon. I'm taking the hood down. Go over there Friday around noon and see the new writing space. I hope to have 5,000 words in my pocket by then. Oh, I wish I'd seen those birds coming by. A couple of large white birds, could be snowy egrets, winging their way low over the houses here. I said on the picture today, it's mostly cloudy. I guess it is still mostly cloudy. The sun's up now, or nearly up. And the sky is turning a bit bluer, so I'm seeing the clouds now against the sky. It is mostly cloudy. There are holes in it, broken clouds. You can see up through. It's a lovely morning. albeit cold. I did just put my hood back because it's just getting warm in here in the parka. My hands are finally warm, that's a good sign. My nose is running because it's cold. Be a lot colder before it gets warmer, that's for sure. I'll have to switch over to my woolen cap. The trees are almost all, those that are going to turn, have almost all turned. Not all, but most of them. There's a lot of red bushes and yellow trees, and there's an orange aspen down there against the dark green of the spruces and pines. It's quite lovely. It has that fallen leaf scent in the air, so you know it's fall, and it's definitely that season. And I'm so hungry this morning. I'm not quite sure why. I had a good dinner last night. Sniff, snort, sniff, snort, sniff, snort. So I'm still on the fence over whether or not and how much I'm going to write in public. I'm pretty sure I mentioned before that John Ward, over in the Writers Discussion Group, challenged me to write in the open. I was talking to some friends and they said, oh no, you don't want to do it because it'll jeopardize future sales. And it's like, no, not really. Because first, it's only first draft. And the people who are going to be interested in watching me slog through this aren't necessarily going to be folks like all of you. They're going to be writers more interested in process than in the actual words, I suspect. Readers will want to wait until the book is actually done. I don't know. The problem that I think I've talked about this before too, so I apologize. The problem is that I'm afraid that by examining the process too closely, I'm going to get in the way of it. So I don't know. I'm still debating. On the one hand, it's real appealing. On the other hand, it's not so much. So I don't know. Oh, sun is up. It just shined in my widow eyes. multiple. So I'm really kind of like, here I am walking along. I don't have a lot going on in my brain this morning. I'm hungry, I'm not quite awake. I am gonna go deal with my students this afternoon, so that'll be fun. I might take myself out to lunch today. There's this restaurant over on that side of town that I like to go to once in a great while. So I don't know. Usually at least once a day I find something on the internet that I want to talk about. Today, no. I didn't find anything yesterday. If anything is in my mind, it's way in the back and stewing away. One thing that did, that has been rolling around in there is the Mile High Con and the insistence that marketing was ridiculously difficult. It's just a huge time sink that just takes time and takes time and takes time. And honestly, I don't see that. Now, part of that could very well be that my strategy way back in the olden days worked. And I did blog more often back then. I had more to say. I had more going on. I had more happening. I had more books being released. There's more stuff going on, so I had more to write about. But this idea that you should write regularly, write often, train people to come to your blog to see what you've said is so completely foreign. But I guess it has to do with the fact that I use RSS. I don't visit anybody's blog. I subscribe. If they're interesting, I subscribe via RSS, and then I read the stuff as it comes out. It gets delivered to me. And I don't understand people who don't do that. I suppose it has to do with they don't know that they can. I don't know how they can know that. How they can not know that after Google Reader pulled the plug. Or Google Reader had the plug pulled on it by zombies. That's one of those curiosities in my life. It's like, why don't people use RSS? I've unsubscribed from several blogs that don't put out full RSS feeds. They just put out a little teaser. Quite frankly, that's how I see almost all of the news. BBC, Reuters, even Al Jazeera. They just put out a headline and a teaser, and then that's all that goes into their RSS feed. And that's enough, really, because if I'm interested in the story, I'll go read it. If not, then it's not worth it. But it lets me scan international headlines relatively quickly without having to bog down in visiting 25 different sites or waiting for any of these bloatware sites to actually load. Well, I still have interesting sites. I still have reading about writing. People who write stuff that has to do with writing that sometimes I will read. Sometimes I will look at the title and go, no. I have a couple of agents in my feed reader. I have a couple of... I have several writers. Dean Wesley Smith and Chris Catherine Rush, of course. But also Brian Gamblin. Chuck Wendig. I don't usually read Chuck stuff. Most of it is... most of it is too young. Chuck uses profanity, in my opinion, just my opinion, but Chuck uses profanity the way a 12-year-old would. With great gusto and not a lot of meaning. It would have more effect if he would use it more sparingly and only for emphasis. But when every third word is an expletive, it kind of loses the impact, which is sort of how 12-year-olds use it. So I find his writing, while occasionally having nuggets of insight, mostly I find it puerile and insipid. That's me. I know a lot of people like it, so, you know, different strokes, different folks. I read Mike Shatskin, too, the Shatskin Files. He's interesting because quite frequently I disagree with him entirely, but I really like seeing the rationale that goes into his misthinking. Oh, 1820 on the back half. I didn't exactly keep my pace up. Oh, well, I made it. That's the important part. Sub 19, that's the other important part. The only two requirements is that I need to be doing 19 under 19 minute miles, and I need to be doing them, and I did. So with that, let me just say tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.